listening to The Harmonic Engine, only on Nerve Radio. Absolutely fantastic track there by Bad Martian Tree. I can't tell you how much I love that album. It's an absolutely, it's, well, the album is called Signs, just to let you guys know. And it's an absolutely fabulous mix of sort of tribal dance and I can't describe it. Just I urge everyone to go out and have a listen. It's an absolutely fantastic album. And before that, of course, we had the beautiful Bonobo with The Plug. Still a lot more to come today here on The Harmonic Engine. Hope you're enjoying the show. We've got Stealth and Altair. We've got Skenga. We've got My Morning Jacket and a bit of The Clash. All of that still to come, so please do keep listening. Remember, if you want to get in contact with us, there's @NerveRadio. Or facebook.com/NerveRadio, or indeed there is facebook.com/TheHarmonicEngine. The next track that we have up for you, we're gonna kick it into a little bit more dancier gear with Stealth and Altair. This is Lost Highway.
What's happening? My ears, what is that sound? Why can't I move? Who is this man? He's just standing there. Such a fine suit. And that briefcase. This guy must be one important... Wait. His eyes. There's something wrong with his eyes. They burn like a sun. I can feel his gaze on me.
Hello, Eden. It's lovely to meet you.
How did he know my...
And a beautiful name it is too. A state of innocence, bliss, or ultimate happiness. I wonder, have you achieved any of these yet, my dear?
Radio was something I came into accidentally, really, in a way. I was an actor, and I was working in a West End show. I had done some radio in Paris as an actor, but I'd not sort of thought it through beyond that. And I, on one occasion, I was invited to go and sit in it on a late night show at Broadcasting House. And it happened to be the night, it was the 16th of April 1970. Why am I so specific? Because it was the night of the Apollo 13 disaster, which I didn't realise. But I was invited in to sit in on this radio programme, as I thought, just an ordinary music and chat show. And when I got to Broadcasting House, they said, have you heard the news? And I hadn't, and it was that. So I sat there for 6 hours instead of two and heard the whole BBC machine dealing with this unfolding drama. And I fell out into Portland Place and thought, I have to do this.
Ben's Heroes Trust is a charity dedicated to helping families with terminally ill children to seek medical treatment that is unavailable in the UK. Ben's Heroes provides support for the families whilst helping to fundraise for travel and accommodation prices. If you think you can be a hero today, log on to the website for more details. Believe in a future.
Music and you can't stand still, you have to move to it, and it makes you dance. It like forces you to move even if you don't want to, and it's incredible because you can't stop until they stop, and then you want more and you can't get enough, and I want to see another gig.
Hothead Show, pioneers of the bang music movement, and in my opinion one of the most interesting bands currently making music. Throughout this feature, my friends, we shall delve into this spine-tingling group and discover the men behind the music, as well as the fans behind them. I caught up with Hothead Show at their sort of farewell but not really gig at the Barfly in Camden, and in a cold backstage room at the top of the venue, we began. But unfortunately, that brings us to the end of the show. I hope I've given you all something interesting to think about. For more information about any of the topics discussed today, please visit facebook.com/conspiriesBBC4. I'd like to say a personal thank you to everyone involved in the piece. I've been Jude Hodgson-Han. Thank you for listening.